ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। श्रीमद्भागवतं 10th canto, chapter 14, entitled Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna. Text 43 and 44. Ekasmin api yatebde एकस्मिन् अपि याते दे प्राणेशं चांतरात्मनः प्राणेशं चांतरात्मनः कृष्णमायाहताराजन् क्षणार्धं मे निरेर्भकाः Translation: O King, although the boys had passed an entire year apart from the Lord of their lives, they had been covered by Lord Krishna's illusory potency and thus considered that year merely half a moment. Kim kim vismaran, kim kim na vismarantiha, maya mohita chetasaha, yan mohitam jagat sarvam, abhikshnam vismritatmakam. What indeed is not forgotten by those whose minds are bewildered by the Lord's illusory potency? By that power of Maya, this entire universe remains in perpetual bewilderment, and in this atmosphere of forgetfulness, no one can understand his own identity. Purport: It is clearly stated here that the entire universe is bewildered. Thus, even great demigods like Indra and Brahma are not exempt from the principle of forgetfulness. Since Lord Krishna exercised his internal illusory potency over his cowherd boyfriends and calves, it is not at all astonishing that for 1 year they could not remember their position. Indeed, by the Lord's external illusory potency, the conditioned souls forget their existence not only for 1 year, but for many billions and billions of years as they transmigrate throughout the kingdom of ignorance called the material world. This whole chapter is actually a heartfelt realizations of Lord Brahma, the first and secondary creator of this universe. And Krishna beat him at his own game by creating many sets of children, which was very bewildering to Lord Brahma. Actually, one set was Krishna himself, who had expanded, who went to Braj every day and reciprocated with the cows and the parents of these cowherd boys. One set Brahma took away. And another set just remained there. For one full year, they were just there. They were invisible to Brahma, but they were there, enjoying their eating pastime for one full year. And that whole 1 year passed as just one moment. This is another very interesting phenomena. That one moment can seem like 12 years, or 12 years can seem like one moment when we are in Maya. Whether Yoga Maya or Mahamaya. I think Pururava expresses the whole life he spent in enjoying sense enjoyment, and he said it just passed like a moment. I was just beginning here, it looks like, and then it's already almost like coming to an end. Whole life went like a flash in sense enjoyment. And sometimes somebody is extremely in a suffering condition. Even a moment seems like 12 years or more. Yuga yutam nimesham. Or when a person is eagerly waiting for something or someone, every moment seems like millennium. Time is very special feature of the Lord. Time remains the same. Not that time changes, but its perception, depending upon our situation, changes. Actually, time has no influence on the soul, on the spirit. Time has influence only on the body. It can't touch the spirit soul. In the spiritual world, nimeshardhakhyova vrajati nahi yatrapi samaya. There is no time at all. Or, time as it is perceived here in this world is not there. Here, time is fearful.
Main kaal hoon.
It's like a circle, crushing everything. It's like a wheel that crushes everyone. Even powerful personalities are simply crushed. Who ride the wave of time, thinking themselves to be the controller, proprietor, enjoyer, creators. But then eventually, that wheel comes down. The spoke which is up has to come down, because the wheel keeps on moving. Cyclic. Born on Monday, grew up on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, produced children on Thursday, grew old on Friday, really invalidity on Saturday, died on Sunday. This is the story of Solomon Grundy. Whether it is Brahma, whether it is Indra, whether it is a microbe, same story goes on. But somehow, in all of these things, a person just doesn't learn. That is the power of Maya. These are realizations of Lord Brahma. Brahma's prayers are very powerful, where each of these shlokas are coming from his heart. He tried to bewilder Krishna, and Krishna bewildered him. I don't know if I've expressed once here, but one time I was sitting here chanting, and there was a little child sitting very close near that side. And I don't know from where, some hole somewhere or some window corner somewhere, there's one hole somewhere through which a ray of light, a beam, just a very narrow beam, one pencil-like ray was coming, and there was a sunlight in the center of the temple on the floor, the size of 1 rupee coin. And it was just shining like anything. So the child crawled and he wanted to capture that. So he would capture it and try to see. It just wouldn't come. Then he tried to scratch the floor to remove it, thinking that it is stuck. But he didn't realize that it is in a different realm. It looks to be on the floor, but it's not on the floor. It's somewhere else, in a different realm. So by trying to hold that little little sun ray that was falling, or trying to destroy it, or catch it, either want to destroy it or catch it or whatever, he was only trying to hit the floor, that's all. But that was in a different realm altogether. And a child would never understand how it is happening. It's too much beyond him. Inconceivable for a tiny child. Similarly, it is impossible to steal Krishna's property if he doesn't want it to. Even Ravana captured a Maya Sita. Brahma couldn't, without sanction of the Lord. If he sanctioned, that's a different thing. For his pastime. But if he didn't want to, somebody wants to come and interfere and disturb. Impossible. Krishna may use that for his own further enjoyment. But he can't touch. It's in a different realm altogether. Avichintya tatve panthastu koti shatavatsara. Munipungavanam, the best of people, can't actually understand Krishna. So, the prominent quality, Vishnu Maya, this is very beautifully said here. Krishna Maya Hata Rajan. And then here it says, Vismaranti Iha Maya Mohita Chetasaha. Yan mohitam jagat sarvam abhikshnam vismritatmakam. So the moment a person is influenced by Maya, the first thing is forgetfulness. That is the characteristic of Vishnu Maya, is forgetfulness. And Krishna consciousness means remembrance. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is remembrance, remembrance, remembrance. And the whole endeavor of Maya is forgetfulness, forgetfulness, forgetfulness. She wants us to forget. Why? Because unless we forget, we can't be controlled by her. Therefore, to control someone, you have to keep them in ignorance. So Maya does that. Actually, Maya is inferior energy of the Lord. But the spirit soul is superior energy, para prakriti. This is apara. So how can an inferior energy capture the superior energy? unless the inferior energy is empowered by the supreme energy or supreme energetic. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Said mama maya. When Krishna empowers material energy, she can actually bewilder the para prakriti or spirit soul, which is actually Satchidananda, chit full of knowledge, blissful, eternal, to be convinced. I remember many years ago, this is so difficult to understand, how the superior energy, soul, can come under the influence of inferior energy. Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving an example. He was sitting here and telling, can you imagine that a soul is telling, I am this body, I am this body. We are not this body. Just to communicate, emphasize this point, here, this side, our Radheshyam Prabhu was sitting. Radheshyam Prabhu is, you know, stature, of course, is very great, but physically, a brahmachari, a male, a short person. And on one corner, Premlila Mataji was seated. And he said, if Radheshyam Prabhu goes around the temple saying, I am Premlila. We are laughing at it. But if you were actually to think, I am Premlila. Neither is the size like Premlila, is the sex like Premlila, is the dress like Premlila, hairstyle is not like Premlila. Nothing, there's nothing totally different. One is Asat, Achit and Nirananda. I mean, not these two. I'm talking about the energy now. The material energy is asat, temporary, achit, full of ignorance, dull matter, and nirananda, full of misery. Body means cause of misery. If you really want to punish, give him a body. Give a person a body. That is the source of happiness, seemingly, for some time. Harsha Shoka. That is the nature of matter. What gives us Harsha right now is the very same cause of Shoka tomorrow. We are so proud of the body, but this body itself makes us so embarrassed later. We are so proud of our strength. Or we are so proud of our physical beauty or whatever. But that itself shrivels up. Shukavaha Mataji is here in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and I met her the other day on the 5th floor. And she said, the mind can bewilder you, but the body tells the truth. The body tells you the truth. You're growing old, man. You may cover it up and through technology and in the mind you still think, no, I'm very the same. But the body never speaks the truth. I mean, body never speaks lies. It tells you what the reality is. It's actually very humbling. So there are two different energies totally. But it's amazing, mama maya, duratyaya, it's so difficult to overpower the superior energy. But it is empowered by the Lord. It's actually the Lord's energy. And He empowers maya. Of course, she's ashamed to do this job. She stands always behind Krishna. Vilajjamana. Vilajjamanaya. She stands behind and she just turns some kind of a magic wand around this living entity, and suddenly aham mam iti, like a madman, he starts talking. Me and mine. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one particular purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Mahabharata, Udyoga Parva. He says, there are five aspects of ignorance. And what are they? The first is accepting the body to be the self. This is the first symptom of ignorance. Five symptoms. When we think we are the body, we are in ignorance. Second, making material sense gratification one's standard of enjoyment. Body, the moment we think we are the body, naturally the goal of life is seeking ananda through body. So therefore, sense gratification becomes our goal. Standard of enjoyment. You judge how much a person is successful in life by how much facility he has for enjoyment. This is a judgment. This is judgment in today's world of whose success. Wow! He earns so much. So many people are crazy after him. He has so much name and fame. He has so much sense enjoyment. He is successful. I want to be like that. And actually, if we see all our endeavors, indirectly, directly, are actually geared towards that, to achieve that. And what is that? To make the body happy by providing the senses with its objects. And the amazing thing is, we see that those kinds of people are so miserable. So many people feel like that. Those who are the most successful are most miserable, especially famous people. And naturally, if you are wealthy, because Krishna, Shadaishwarya, any of the six opulences, anyone has becomes attractive to people, whether you like it or not. Because these are Krishna's opulences, basically. And when Krishna empowers somebody, some living entity with any wealth or any power, any fame, any beauty, any knowledge, or even renunciation. So they naturally become attractive. And people throng around. They have no privacy. And therefore, sometimes they feel, I wish I could just be an unknown person, just loitering around the street with no one to harass me. No private life. Miserable. And they can't trust anyone. Because whoever comes, why is he showing so much interest in me? I know what it is for. And therefore they are so lonely. Lonely meaning, they may be surrounded by millions, but they can't trust anyone because everyone is coming to gain something from them. Nobody is approaching them for what they are, but what they have, what they possess. Therefore, they are so lonely, so miserable. But somehow, everyone thinks that is success and wants to imitate. Thirdly, being anxious due to material identification. The moment you identify with the body, the immediate byproduct is duality. Immediate. Heat, cold. Happiness, distress. Honor, dishonor. Friend, enemy. I like, I dislike. as soon as the identification of the body is there, there is anxiety. Anxiety due to duality. I like, don't like. So something you don't like is being imposed upon you. You can't avoid it. And those which you like doesn't come eternally with you. Miserable. As long as this duality is there, you have to be miserable. Have to be miserable. Because we are not the creators. If we were the creators, we could create a situation. If it is too cold problem, then you try to heat up. When you heat up, you heat up the car problem. Too hot, reduce, or too cold. Or the head is hot, leg is cold because it is coming so close from there. Something like that. So in this way, it has to put us in anxiety. And the fourth is lamentation. Lamenting, lamenting, lamenting. I didn't get that. I may lose this. Why me? Why is it like this? And finally, thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. The moment you think there is something beyond the absolute truth, immediately there is fear. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatasyad ishad apetasya viparyayo asmritihi. Because if you are convinced that Krishna is the supreme controller, proprietor and enjoyer, and Krishna is omnipotent, omniscient and all-loving, if you are convinced of this, then there is no fear or lamentation. Because if he is all-powerful and all-knowing, that means he has created a situation that is best for you because he is all-loving. So where anything that happens, we know. Krishna knows. Sometimes we wonder, does Krishna know I'm undergoing this? Does Krishna know I have chanted how many rounds? Does Krishna know since when I began my 16 rounds? I didn't write in the form, you know. The counselor may not know. But does Krishna know? Or my file is lost in his big office, millions of living entities. Second thing is, if Krishna knows, no, he is omniscient. Vedaham samaditani vartamani bhavishani cha bhutani. Gita says he knows. Then why isn't he doing something? Is he not powerful? Oh, he is all powerful. No one is more powerful than him. That means he is allowing this. He knows it. And he's just keeping quiet. Maybe he doesn't love me. Marne de. That's also not the case. Suhridam sarvabhuta. In fact, he's the only well-wisher. No one can be as dear friend as Krishna. No friend can be like Krishna. Why? Because friend in need is a friend indeed. And most needed hour is at time of death. They also come and cry, that's all, at best. And wish I could share my situation with you, knowing fully well it won't happen anyway. Can't do anything. And life after life, do they accompany? Closest, ever available, and they always give the best advice. Sometimes good friends foolishly give some advice with good intention and both go to hell. So you may have the best friend with good intention, you may not get the best advice. Sarvasichaham hridya sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Actually ready to give advice, but we don't want to listen to him. You just keep quiet. Why are you just after me, you know? Just be away. So that is our problem actually. So that's ignorance. And therefore, the process of coming out of this is actually remembrance. Remembrance of what? Remembrance of the truth. And what is the truth? Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is in full control. He is our well-wishing friend. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna 24 hours. That's all. To be conscious of who I am, part and parcel of Krishna, eternal, full of knowledge and blissful, meant to serve Krishna. Sambandha. Krishna, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema. These are the three truths. To remember this, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, satatam, smartavya, satatam Vishnur, vismartavyona. In fact, the whole process of overcoming this material disease that we have, the whole process of overcoming the material disease, this is due to material disease. Actually, the soul is untouched by matter. But by the, we actually, ourselves, willingly have told Krishna, I want to be under her. Send me. Like a stubborn child. I want it. No, it's not good for you. No, I want it. Want it. Kicking the hands and legs are rolling and I want it. Stubborn. Die. Go there. Mar. Kha. Suffer. It's we who have said that. He didn't want it. It's we because of our stubbornness. I want to be under her. I want to be like you. We wanted to be little Krishnas. Doesn't matter, even little, but Krishna. To be Krishna. And therefore, he says, you're with me. Be happy. No. I want to be separate Krishna. All right. So therefore, he makes us forget very mercifully. Because we wanted it, he makes us forget. That is his mercy, to make us forget. And by his mercy, he is ready to give us remembrance also. How is forgetfulness his mercy? Because we can't be happy if we know everything belongs to Krishna. How can you enjoy? If you know, if you see a woman and you know already she's somebody else's wife, how can you enjoy? You can't enjoy. All the guilt is there. So therefore, remove the guilt. Hit your head and forget. It's like happens in some Hindi movie. The hero meets with an accident, forgets. New heroine comes. He enjoys. No? Why? Because he has forgotten the old one. Peacefully. That one part of... Till interval, one partner. After interval, another partner. But then when he meets with an accident and forgets this and starts again. Starts another. So that forgetfulness, peacefully you can enjoy. If you enter someone's house and tries to enjoy that property, how can you enjoy? The guilt is killing you. So we create a whole philosophy to subdue that guilt. Atheistic philosophy. There's no God. By the way, there's nothing existing. So that knowledge is also given by Krishna. How to create new philosophies? Because ultimately it has to come from Krishna. He gives you, you want to forget? Here is the philosophy. By this philosophy you can be an atheist. He is so merciful. Like a stubborn child. It's not that the mother wants the child to, but he is stubborn. Theek hai, you learn and then come back. A wiser person. That's all. Otherwise, mama maya duratyaya. Otherwise, it is difficult. And even to forget you need his help, to remember you need his help. That's our natural constitutional position, to be under his predominance. But then, namam duskritano moodha prapadyante. Mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarandite. It's so simple. Simply surrender. Krishna, I am yours. Finished. It's actually so simple. It's so simple. If you just go and raise your hand, Hare Krishna. Deen bandhu, dinanat, meri dori tere hath. Actually, from our heart, if we say even once, and then you may forget, he won't forget. Again, he'll catch you and bring you. Bola tha na us din? December 31st ko to hath uthaya tha. Naach ke gaya tha, rote rote. Ek bar dekhle chokhe jal. Ek bar dekhle chokhe jal. Gaur bole nitai den sakala sama. If he sees a sincere, sometimes because of good association, once we cried out, somehow we were convinced in the lecture, and then we stood, yes, Krishna, I really want to be yours. And then once you go out, okay, what did I say? I'm happy. But since you have said it once, from your bottom of your heart, he won't forget. Good intention, good association. So he drags us somehow or other. And sometimes he has to do the needful, which may not be what we need, what we want. Not what we need, what we want. He will do the needful, but his needful is not what we want. But he brings it, he brings us. Little roundabout though. And that's exactly what Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are doing. He said, they remove all these five in one instant. In one instant, actually. Five in one can be removed just by the process that Mahaprabhu has given. That's why in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we were discussing yesterday, very beautiful comparison is given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are compared to the sun and the moon. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Saha Uditav Gaudodaye Pushpavantav Chitrav Shandav Tamonudav. Very beautiful verse composed as Mangalacharan. To invoke auspiciousness, he glorifies these two brothers specifically in this verse. Vande means I offer my respectful obeisances. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Saha Uditav. They are arisen Gaudodaye on the horizon of the eastern direction. Gaudodaye Pushpavantav. Sun and moon rising together. So three adjectives are used. Chitro, Shamdav, Tamonudav. Chitro means it's most wonderful that these two brothers have come simultaneously. Have you ever seen the sun and moon rising simultaneously together like this? But this, they are the two brothers. They are like sun and moon. Not just one. Millions of suns and moons rising together. That's the potency that they have. Why are they compared to sun and moon? And another chitra. Another amazing thing, not only have they risen together, the sun and moon risen together, but the sun removes darkness and the moon is so cooling and nourishing. So, both of these are done by these two brothers, the process given by them. It does both. Shandau, benediction moon, they say. It's benedicting, nourishing, simply enlivening, satisfying, and simultaneously, like the sun, removes the darkness. So they have come together. And another wonderful thing is, the sun removes the darkness only outside. But these two brothers, they remove the darkness from the innermost core of the heart. This is their speciality. That's why their effulgence is compared to millions of suns were to rise, they can't remove the darkness of the innermost core of our heart. But these two suns and moons coming together, their rays are so, it's like infrared and ultraviolet and X-ray. It just goes and completely removes the darkness of the innermost core of our heart. And Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. The burning that is experienced due to lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, etc. is completely pacified, relieved. You find permanent relief. Not temporary relief, permanent relief. So, such a relief that even if you are in a hellish, fiery existence, still you will be untouched. You will not be agitated. That kind of relief. Even if you are in hell, you will be happy and satisfied. This is the relief. This is real mukti. From all suffering eternally. So, that's why they are considered the most magnanimous. And the process that they give is so simple. If they have to do all of these things, it's not easy, but the process they give is so simple. Just chant. Vishaya chhadiya serase majiya मुखे बोलो हरि हरि देखा ओरे भाई त्रिभुवन नाय एमनो दयाल दाता एंड द प्रोसेस इज सो मच दैट इफ यू सिंपली डीप योरसेल्फ दैट मींस जस्ट बी इन दैट एसोसिएशन दैट इज अवर एंडेवर वी हैव टू शो अवर सिंसियरिटी समवेयर लिटिल सिंसियरिटी इज बीइंग गिवन बट यू हैव टू कम एंड एक्सेप्ट इट. That is there. So there he is telling Krishna Bhaktira Badhaka Yata Shubha Ashubha Karma Seyeka Jivera Agyanatamo Dharma. Even in the name of religion, so much of ignorance is going on. Even in the name of religion. Because most of the religion is because of improving our material situation. Generally, dharma is for artha. Artha to fulfill kama. And when we are disgusted and frustrated with all, in spite of trying to fulfill all desires, still we are frustrated, then we say, moksha, moksha. Enough is enough. I want to just get out of this and lose my existence and, you know, na rahega bans, na bajegi bansuri. I just don't want to exist. If there is no body, there is no question of suffering. So these are two perversions. So 90% of the people, pious people, religious people, are doing it to improve their condition. Bhukti kami, and if you are frustrated and have a bad taste because of that, angur khatte hai, you know that story? The jackal went and jumped to get some grapes. And jumped and jumped and jumped and couldn't get the grapes. Grapes are sour. Why? Because I couldn't get it. The grapes are what they are. But just because you can get it, grapes are sour. You try to enjoy, 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 enjoy. When you get frustrated, renounce, renounce. It's like a pendulum. Bhoga, tyaga. Too much sweet. I have renounced sweets for 1 month. Only farsan. And then too much farsan, bahut ho gaya, abhi thoda meetha khate. So bhoga, tyaga, like a pendulum, simply going. Not finding a permanent position. So shubha, ashubha karma, whatever so kind of religiosity we do, please Krishna, relieve me, relieve me, relieve me from this and this and this and this, and give me this and this and this and this. So either we are asking for something, or asking relief from something. But both are two sides of the same coin. And that is ajnana. Ultimately, the center is body. It's not the soul. It's all on the bodily platform. Therefore, it is materialistic religion. Because it centers around the body. The body is suffering. I want relief. The body is miserable. Therefore, I want enjoyment. But actually, we are not the body. So when we are chanting the holy name, whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, simply by chanting the holy name, what we are doing is, actually we are doing the activity of the soul. And therefore, we are situated in our natural constitutional position. And what is that? To be engaged as a part of being part of Krishna, engaged in his uninterrupted and unmotivated, pure, loving service. That is the dharma. When the sun rises, it removes ignorance, it removes darkness, and lights up things, and you see things in its proper perspective. That is the contribution of the sun. It removes the darkness, because in darkness you mistake something for something else. And it exhibits things for in its proper. Science means to know things as they are. Very beautiful definition of science. Crisp. And very perfect definition of science. Science means to know things as they are. Six-worded definition of science. I couldn't find a better one. To know things as they are. And how are they? Everything is coming from Krishna. Everything is produced by Krishna. Everything is maintained by Krishna. Everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure and enjoyment and satisfaction. This is it. We are all his part and parcel, meant for his enjoyment. And in his enjoyment, we find our ultimate enjoyment. This is tattva. Tattva vastu dan. And even without realizing, when we are chanting the holy name, we are actually engaging in our natural constitutional position. And that gives us some taste, actually. That gives us some taste. And that taste is not found elsewhere in the world. A brahma bhuvana loka. Even if you go from brahma loka down, therefore, desperately that person comes looking for that taste. कहीं तो एक खाया था, एक कौन सा दुकान में मिला पता नहीं क्या था वो. You know, I remember somebody gave me that day. Where is it available? Sometimes, you know, we go for Harinam and wildly somebody, only drunkards come and dance freely. Or beggars, or those who have no ego. Because of too much intoxication, their ego is subdued for some time. Or because of poverty stricken, nobody gives them any respect except the devotees. Aja, come, come, come. Part of your group, yeah. Sorry, bro. They dance and dance and carry on like a dog's tail, you know, wherever you go. till ultimately you get into the train, they have no ticket, so they go back, that's all. Because they have no ego, at least during that time. Temporarily at least. But still they won't forget that. Therefore any time they say, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, they remember that taste. Taste of prasadam or taste of that kirtan, something is there. Others don't come. They hesitate actually to join. Unless, so as Prabhupada says, we have to tax our brain how to somehow get them to participate in the chanting of the holy name. That is the conclusion actually, ultimately. So when they actually taste that, this is Shubha Ashubha Karma. Because Karma Kanda is to improve our material situation. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi or Siddhi. Siddhi is to improve the situation so that you can enjoy better. So either it is trying to enjoy or out of frustration too much of, through knowledge you want to liberate. These are the two extremes, that's all. I always give this example. You know, like some children are playing cricket and there is one person who just doesn't get out. People are bored of bowling to him, he never gets out. And the rule is, as soon as you are out, next person takes the bat. Ultimately they say, hey, 6 overs, change. That's all. Because this fellow will never get out otherwise. But he wants to enjoy. So those who are having good time, they want to continue the game. And there was another boy who gets out every time. He gets after a long time. After 12 people are out, he gets the bat. And in 2 balls, he's out. Again, waits for 12 rounds. And then he gets it. In first ball, he's out. Third time he gets, in the evening, by that time, you know, and one more ball, he's out. He throws the bat. He says, I'm not going to play the game. Because the game is not favoring me. When it favors us, we want to stay in this world. When it doesn't favor us, we want to leave this world. So the whole game is, we want to stay or leave and stay and leave. But we never think that this game is not meant for me. This is not the right place. I should be playing a different game where I never get out. And simply enjoy. Sixer, chauka and chakka. That's the spiritual world. So both are this ajnanatamo dharma. So this is removed by the process of Krishna consciousness. By the process kevala ananda kanda. It's nothing. You don't have to do anything. You just sit and hear and chant after that. That's all. You just have to do. Just sit, chant. Everything will come. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. One person came and said, Prabhuji, I have got vairagya and I have got bhakti. And I have got jnana. Nucha? Yeah. Vairagya from Krishna. Bhakti to this material world. And jnana about the affairs of this world, how to live in this world. Street smart. Not that kind of vairagya, jnana and bhakti. So this is the process that is given, real vairagya. Anything that is not favorable, you are not interested. Parandrishtva, by giving a higher taste. And tatva vastu dan. Not only they remove the ignorance, actually a person spontaneously, naturally loses taste for staying in the world or getting out of the world. Both. He's not interested in getting out. He doesn't want... He's not doing religiosity or serving the Lord, asking for relief. Neither is he approaching the Lord to improve his material situation. Artho jigyasu artharthi jnani cha bharata. 4 types of people come. But Krishna says, tesham jnani. Jnani is the most intelligent. Why? Nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate. Priyo hi jnani no. Because he realizes, I shouldn't come to him for asking something. He knows what is best for me. He will give me what is best for me. Why should I harass him? Do this, do this, do this. It's like going to the father and telling, Papa, will I get my breakfast 8 o'clock? Papa, will I get my lunch also? Mama, you'll give me dinner, na? I said, you rascal, we have given you birth. We will go hungry, but we'll feed you. Why are you asking again and again? Morning, afternoon, evening, will you give, na? Will you give? Don't you trust us? So, when that understanding, that is jnani. Not artho, jigyasu, artharthi, no, it's a jnani. Udarahas, at least they are going to the right person, therefore all are broad-minded. Magnanimous people, at least these four people. Because they go to the right place to remove their sufferings and get happiness. Ultimately, you know, tapatraya unmoolanam, vastavam vastu atra shivadam. So, they are approaching at least the right person. Udaraha sarva evaite, jnani tu atmaiva me matam. He is considered the best because he understands. I shouldn't be going for asking or for either relief or some benefits. I should be going because that's what my natural duty is. And when he is absorbed in that situation, then whether it is hell, whether it is heaven, whether it is spiritual world, it doesn't make a difference to him. Narayana parasarvena kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu apituliyartha. Therefore, as long as you want to keep me, my Lord, I want to stay here. If you want to take me, I don't want to stay here. If you want to keep me, I don't want to leave this place. Because I want to please you, not please me. Till now, I was doing all devotional service to please me. What pleases me? What displeases me? Now, that's not the consideration. Nashto moha. Now my moha is gone. Smritir labdha, I got my memory back. Tvat prasadat, by your mercy. Now I have no doubt. Sthitosmi gata sandeha. I have no doubt that you are my well-wisher. You know what's best for me. Your plan for me is best. I have no separate plan. Mam eva ye prapadyante. I know that you are my well-wisher. And therefore, I just come to you. Whatever you offer me, slap me, embrace me, neglect me, but I'll just wag my tail and stay at your feet. Because I know that's the best place. This is the process Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu are teaching. And how do they light up? After removing that ignorance, how do they light up? It says, very beautifully they say, Yahara prasade tamo hoye nash. By just participating in the Sankirtan movement, in the congregational chanting of the holy name, tamo nasha kari kare tatvera prakash. They remove the darkness and light up everything. And what is tatva? Tatva vastu krishna krishna bhakti prema rupa nama sankirtana sava ananda swarupa. Krishna, krishna bhakti prema rupa. Nama sankirtana sabha ananda swarupa, kevala ananda kanda. That's all. Krishna, so wonderful. Krishna bhakti, so sweet. Prema, it is so satisfying. Nama sankirtan, so much enjoyment. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. It not only satisfy, it is the best enjoyment. Surya chandra bahirera tamase vinashe. Bahirvastu ghatapata adi se prakashe. Surya chandra bahirera tama se vinashe. Surya chandra, they remove the external darkness from the external world. Bahirvastu ghatapata adi se prakashe. All the pots and pans are revealed when the sun rises. Dui bhai hridayera kshali andhakar, dui bhagavata sange karan sakshatkar. So they remove the ignorance automatically, simply by holy name, chanting the holy name in association of sincere pure-hearted devotees. And second thing is, they introduce you to two Bhagavats. And who are these two Bhagavat? Eka Bhagavata Bada Bhagavata Shastra Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. One Bhagavat is the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam Amalam, Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Anyone who reads Bhagavatam cannot be attracted by any other process of the so-called religion for material benefit or relief. Cannot. And within the Bhagavatam are the stories of the person Bhagavats who in their lives where the Lord asked them, my dear Prahlad, my dear Dhruva, my dear Ambarish, ask what you want. I want to give you. You want relief? Immediately send back to the spiritual world. You want Navanidhi, Ashtasiddhi, you want Brahma's position? To hell with it. To hell with it. I simply want to remember you and I want to serve you. That's all. I don't want anything else. Keep me wherever you want. There's Kolavecha Sridhar. Imagine Vritrasura fighting with a demon, fighting with Indra and telling Indra, you keep the post, you kill me, quick. I want to be defeated. Because Lord wants me to be defeated. That's why he has given you a weapon that can kill me. Get it done with. Tu tera kaam kar, main mera kaam karunga. Jaldi. This is Bhagavatam. And the personality of Bhagavatam in the whole parampara. You see these devotees. Nirmat Saranam Satam. Who is non-envious? A person who is satisfied. A person who is satisfied is non-envious. Because he is satisfied wherever. Jnane Prayasa Udapasya Naman. Sthane Sthita. Brahmaji is telling, Sthane Sthita. Wherever you place me, my Lord, I am satisfied to be there. Shruti Gatam Tanuang Manobhir. I offer my respectful obeisances from that situation and just hear and chant your glories from the mouths of great souls. I'm happy. This is the beginning of bhakti according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda was telling, give me what is the highest goal of life? This and this, sarvadharma. No. This is a eho bahya aage kohuar. This is all external. Only when Ramananda Roy told this, jnana shunya, karma shunya, sthane sthita shruti gatam, he said, now you come to the real standard. Can you go higher? Go higher. This was the standard Brahma's prayers. So, both of them are removed. And then this Bhagavat speaks that I want only this. Keep me, harass me, come and harass me 3 hours a day, no problem. Let me be a beggar like this, selling these banana leaves for the rest of eternity. I'm happy. I don't want to leave this place. I don't want a better place, better strategic position in the market. Except when you are in book distribution, you may have to look for strategic to increase the seva. Our devotees did amazing thing. They will tell you. Our Baldev Prabhu is going to actually show you the wonderful activities done by devotees. So, the Dudui Bhagavata Karela Prakash. Kare Sakshatkar. Dui Bhagavata Dwara Diya Bhakti Rasa Tahar Hridayetar Premehoye Vasha. After removing the ignorance, introducing the two Bhagavats, Krishna gives them Bhakti Rasa. And after giving that Rasa, he becomes captivated and comes under the control of that Rasa. He himself gives you the money and by that money he gets purchased. How merciful. You're a beggar And Krishna, you know, Krishna gives you 1 crore and he said, my price tag is 1 crore. No, I don't have 1 crore. Take 1 crore. Purchase me. He's giving you 1 crore and asking you to purchase him. He's giving you bhakti and telling me, purchase me. I'm purchased. It is sudurlabha. It's not easy cost. But Krishna will test. Do you really want me? Or are you coming to me for what I can give you? If you want what I can give you, I will give you. But don't harass me unnecessarily. Do you want something? Mm-hmm. You know, there is a... When I was in third standard, we had a poem. Kannada poem. Thanks to the teacher. She beat me up to memorize. Now I'm very grateful to her. Namma manayalondu sanna papavirodhu. In my house, there is this little child. Yetti kolalu hodaradakke kopa varudhu. If you want to go and pick him up, he becomes very angry. And he starts shouting and scratching. And so many things the mother is trying to give. Take a sweet, keep quiet. I don't know. Take a toy. Go to your auntie. Go to your papa. What do you want? Crying and crying. Okay, come and embrace. Silent. He doesn't know the language, how to say, but he's just crying. He can't express. But anything else? No, I want you. I want you. I want you. Only when the mother raises and kisses and embraces the child, Papa patta hidida hatavu sarthavaitu. Hata, the stubbornness, the culmination of that stubbornness was understood. Kirichi parichi aluvudella arthavaitu. Oh, now I know why you're shouting and scratching and throwing everything. All the tantrums were thrown by you just to achieve me. Similarly, Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Mama janmani janmani ishwarya. Achha, do you really want? Sometimes he dangles the carrot and just to say, are you saying just because your guru told you to memorize this verse? Or as a ritual you have to chant after Tulsi Puja? Before chanting the rounds? Or are you meaning it? Are you really meaning it? Are you really crying? Asli Shiva, Padaratam, Pinashumam, Adarshanam. Mat pranadas tu saeva, only ma, you should come, nobody else. I'm not satisfied with anyone else, including Narayana. Only Aradhya Bhagavan, Prajeshatanaya. Then he says, all right, I'm coming. Hare Krishna. So in this way, these beautiful prayers are, of course, philosophy is so high, very nice to hear. But we have to keep hearing. At least it will make us humble, if not anything else. Otherwise, we really start thinking, you know, halo around the head. We really start thinking, maybe I'm now in bhava stage. Most probably tomorrow we'll get prema. And but when you hear this, there's a long way to go. Very long way to go. But still, doesn't matter. At least you are on the right track. And just if you keep remain on the right track and someday mercy will flow. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaura Premanam ki.